Some people who notice that their thinking and memory are not what they were are diagnosed as having what's called mild cognitive impairment. In some people, MCI, as it's called, is pretty harmless and doesn't lead anywhere. But in others, it's a step on the way to dementia, and as such can be a pretty scary diagnosis, especially if the doctor can't predict whether that means you or not. Well, an Australian study may have provided some help in predicting people who are going to do well. The findings are from the Sydney Memory and Ageing Study run out of the University of New South Wales, where for several years they've been following about 1,000 people aged between 70 and 90 who had no dementia to start with. Lisbeth Ertz was one of the researchers involved, is in our Sydney studio. Welcome to the Health Report, Lisbeth.
Thank you.
So let's get some concepts along, out so we can understand the results. There's not just one kind of mild cognitive impairment. That's the fundamental thing that you've got to understand.
No, that's right. First of all, the definition of mild cognitive impairment itself is sort of vague. Basically, it means that there's a noticeable difference. So people notice that something has changed. And when they do a formal test, they indeed score lower than what would be expected just based on their age. However, it's called mild cognitive impairment because this lower performance doesn't really affect these people's daily lives, these daily activities. So while it may be noticeable, it's not necessarily a problem yet.
And it's in different domains.
Exactly.
What sort of domains, just briefly?
So first of all, there's memory. That's, I think, what most people think about. But you could also have problems with attention, processing speeds, maybe your orientation. These are all different from memory, but they all constitute cognitive performance.
So those are the subtypes. Mm-hmm. And then there's another concept that you've got in this study, which is reversion. Tell me what reversion is.
Yes, so we've noticed that people who have MCI, sometimes when they're tested at a later date, all of a sudden they perform normal again.
So a miracle.
Well, maybe. That's what we tried to find out. Because the concept of mild cognitive impairment came into place because we wanted to identify people early on, so people on the path towards dementia. That's why earlier, sometimes MCI was referred to as incipient dementia, but now we know that's not the case. Actually, lots of people who at one point would have MCI later don't, because it could be a symptom of many things. You could have an infection, you could be depressed, maybe you're taking some strong medication that's causing the same symptoms, and as soon as you're cured of your infection or you're off these medications, you're normal again.
So what this study was doing was looking, comparing the MCI subtype, the mild cognitive impairment subtype that you might have, and whether you reverted or not, and the significance of reversion to the risk of, you might think, well, reversion, I can breathe easy now, I'm not going to get dementia, but that, I think your study showed that's not necessarily true.
So the question
regrettably.
Is, yes. What are the long-term consequences of these diagnoses, these subtypes, this reversion? There's lots of possibilities there. What does it really mean now for your chances of getting dementia?
Now, I'm going to get you to summarize years of research in just a minute or two, but so tell us what you found.
Yeah, so basically we found that overall, these people we followed, about half stayed stable across all the assessments.
So half of those with MCI?
Half of all people. So some of them were normal and stayed normal.
Right.
Some of them had MCI and stayed normal. And then of the remaining half, a quarter actually declined and a quarter improved. So it's not as though everybody's sort of on a path towards decline to begin with. And then, of course, we looked at these subtypes. And there we saw that although the subtypes of MCI where memory is involved, people who have that type of MCI, they're at a bigger risk of developing dementia later on. However, when they revert back to normal from that subtype, actually that risk decreases again. So it's very meaningful if they're...
So it is good news if they reverted.
Yes. And people with other subtypes of MCI who don't have memory problems, but maybe orientation problems, attention problems, they have a lower risk of developing dementia. But if they revert, their risk isn't really affected again. So they remain at a sort of intermediate risk. So this shows that not only the subtype matters, but also the significance of reversion varies across subtypes.
So I'm just missing something on the reversion story. So I've got, say, let's say I've got non-memory type mild cognitive impairment. I can't plan as well as I used to. Sometimes I get confused about where I am and that sort of thing, or I'm not paying attention. You've got to repeat things to me. I'm at lower risk of developing dementia. Am I at zero risk of developing?
No. You have a higher risk than people who don't have MCI, but you're at lower risk than people who have also have memory problems.
So you can't guarantee I'm not going to get dementia, but it's less likely.
Yes.
But if I go back to normal and I suddenly know that I'm in the supermarket and I can plan my shopping and everything else and I'm doing well, what's the story for me if I've got non-memory?
So for those people in our study, we see they sort of stay, once you have had that diagnosis at some point, you sort of stay in the same risk category. So you're not out of the woods, but well.
So your reversion doesn't go back to normal.
Exactly.
But you're always at a high risk.
Yes.
And once you've reverted, can you then go back to a memory type of alcohol,
yeah.
which is inevitable
yes.
if you're going to go to dementia?
Yes, yes.
So how useful is this for for the GP or the person or the carer of somebody who's got MCI?
Well, it does show that actually we aren't characterizing very well yet this early stage. So in a way, that's not necessarily good news because, well, it would be nicer if I come here with a message to say, look, now we found who will get dementia and who won't. Actually, yeah, we're not that good at that. But it shows that it's important to sort of follow up early, to do multiple assessments and to not wait until...
And to really understand what's going on and not just
yes.
blanket. You've
exactly.
just got MCI and it doesn't matter what kind of MCI you've got, yes. it's a blanket one. Very briefly, work done in Montpellier by an Australian researcher called Karen Ritchie and others have found that maybe Alzheimer's disease is a lifelong disease, which
yes.
then leads to this. Is there anything before you develop MCI that can tell you whether or not
yes.
you're going to get dementia?
There's a lot of research also into biomarkers, which we hope will be better than any clinical assessment to detect early changes. Because we already know from post-mortem pathological studies that the symptoms of many dementias, for example, Alzheimer's disease, or the changes in the brain, let me put it that way, the changes in the brain start sometimes decennia before the first symptoms arise. So if we could develop a good scan or a good blood test, that would be earlier than even the clinical tests.
Then the secret will be knowing something, knowing what to do about it.
Yes.
But we'll come back
yes.
to that later.
Yes.
And Sudoku may not be the answer. But thanks very much for joining us, Lisbeth.
My pleasure.
Lisbeth Ertz is in the Dementia Collaborative Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.